us this morning. Starting from the top, we have number one, Prophet Michael Barbie. Number two, Prophetess Darlene Graham. Number three, Prophetess Miss Bonita Barbie. Number four, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Number five, we have Prophetess Mary Shin. And our closure, number six, Worthy Classmaster Archdeaconess Prophetess Maddie Young. Number six, our closure. Thank you. This is the lineup.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for getting the lineup of the Company of Prophets. Welcome, Prophets. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service and thanking of you for giving up your time on this morning to pray one for another. We give God praise. I thank you in advance for all that you are about to do on this morning. Amen. So, as we go forth on this morning, I'm going to give some suggestions of some things to pray for. But whatever God says upon your heart, please do not hesitate to pray for. Amen. First and foremost, we pray for our spiritual leaders, our Dr. Irina Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We're going to pray for the documentary that's about to go forth, the entire family, all the children, grandchildren, siblings, niece, nephew, aunts, uncles, the entire Jordan family. We're going to pray for Mother Barian. We're also going to pray for the Barian family as well. We're going to pray for the staff, homes, Zoe Ministries, partners all over the globe, all those spiritual leaders that are connected with Zoe Ministries as well. We're going to pray for God's wisdom, God to rest upon this, the leaders, to give them wisdom how to lead the people that God has entrusted them with. We're going to pray for our mothers all over the globe. We're going to pray for our Zoe mothers. We're going to pray for the elderly mothers, foster mothers, young mothers. We're going to pray for all mothers, that God would touch the mothers and protect them. We're praying for fathers as well, for the family unit, marriages. We're going to pray that God would keep everyone united. We're going to pray for our children, for a hedge of protection around our children, that God will continuously watch over our children, send godly people in their path to lead and guide and to direct them. We're going to also pray for our educators, whatever position they may hold in the educational field, we're praying for them as well. We're praying for our first responders, those that are on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the lawmakers, law enforcement, those that are in the military, all those that put their life on the line daily, first responders, we're praying for them, that God will watch over them and protect them as well. We're praying for all the sick and the shut-in, those that are in nursing homes, hospitals, rehabilitation center, mental institution, all those that are, have medical conditions, that are sick or shut-in, we're praying for them, that God will restore health unto them. And we're praying for those that have called in for prayer. They put their names either on the website, on the site, whomever called in to request prayer. We're going to lift those bills up unto the Father on this morning. We're going to pray for the countries that are going through devastation, those that are at war. And God, we speak peace to those countries that are going through situation where it's like a war is going on. We're praying for God's wisdom to be over them. We're going to pray for our president, our vice president, all governors, mayors, whatever political position they may hold, we're praying for them that God will watch over them as well in the future. We're praying for those families that have lost loved ones. The shooting of those mass shootings, we're praying for the families. We're praying for justice for them as well. But we're praying for the family, all those that have lost loved ones. We're going to pray for those that are incarcerated, that God will give justice to those that need justice or release. We're praying for them. We're praying for God's perfect will to be done on this morning. We just pray that we know that God's anointing is upon us. So we pray that God would answer our prayer on this morning. So those are some suggestions to pray for. But like I said before, whatever God placed upon your heart, please do not hesitate to pray for. Amen. Because there's so many things, other things that are going on in the world that we know nothing of, but God knows. And we're going to keep praying. Amen, amen. All right, so without any further ado, the protocol has been set. We pray for 30 seconds in our heavenly language. Thereafter, we'll pray for 3 minutes or less. That's 30 seconds in our heavenly language. Thereafter, 3 minutes or less. And the first voice that you will hear would be that of Prophet Michael Barbee. When you hear his voice, please mute your phone and but still pray in your heavenly language. Without any further ado, let's go forth in our heavenly language.
Come before you this morning. Just want to give you the praise and glory, O Father God, Lord. And we pray right now, O Father God, for each and every prophet that is on the line this morning, O Father God. We pray for all the company of prophets. Father God, Lord, and we ask, O Father God, that you bless our leaders, Grandmaster Prophet, Dr. Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all the Jordan family, O Father God, that you will continually bless them and be with them throughout all seasons, O Father God, Lord. Lord, and we pray, O Father God, for those that are homeless, O Father God, that you will bless them and make a way for them, O Father God, Lord. Lord, we pray for provisions for those that are sick, Lord, and a healing over their bodies, O Father God, Lord. Lord, we also pray, O Father God, for all of our children, Lord, that you will bless them, watch over them, and protect them, O Father God, Lord. Lord Jesus, and we pray, O Father God, for all of the elders, O Father God, Lord, that you watch over them also, Lord. O Father God, Lord, we just praise and thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praying on mute. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Father God. Father, we just thank you for keeping us in our right minds, Father God. And Lord, we just give you the praise and the honor this morning, dear Lord, for letting us be online praying before you, Father God. And look upon all everyone that's on the line this morning, Father God, continue to nourish them, give them strength, give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father, and cover their families, dear Lord. And Father God, we thank you for the Dr. Ebenard Jordan and leading lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, as they continue to globalize prophetic. We thank you as they continue to globalize the American Black documentary, dear Lord, part 2, Father God. We thank you for the success of what happened at the event, Father God. We thank you for the visual income that would show up, Father God, to continue this legacy, Father God. We thank you for their children, dear Lord. Continue to nourish them, Father God. Continue to keep them, Father. Look upon the grandchildren as well, Father God, and look upon elect Bishop Joshua Jordan and Jessica, Father. Continue to give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. Continue to bless Mother Barium, dear Lord. Give her strength, Father God. Look upon Bishop Barium as well, Father God. Look upon their children, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, we continue to lift them up before you, Father God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father. And Father God, look upon all the mothers of Zoe Ministry, dear Lord Jesus. Continue to bless the mothers of the church, Father God. Look upon the grandmothers this nourishing their grandchildren as well, Father God. Look upon all the mothers around the world, Father God. Look upon the partners of Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Continue to bless them and elevate them, Father God. Look upon the ministers, the elders, dear Lord, of Zoe Ministry, all the pastors and the bishops all over the world, Father God. Continue to elevate them, Father God, and give them wisdom, dear Lord, and we thank you, dear Lord. Look upon the sick and the shut-in, Father God, to those that are sick in the hospital, dear Lord, those that are calling on the phone, Father God, asking for prayer, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God, nourish them, dear Lord. Continue to touch their bodies and their mind and complete healing, Father God, and we thank you, dear Lord. And Lord, look upon all the children, dear Lord, that's coming out of school this summer, Father God. Those children that's going to be on the street, dear Lord, no jobs out there for them, Father. But God, you'll make a way, Father God. You'll open programs for the children to go to, Father God. Even the parents that will have young children, they still got to go to work. Open up the centers, Father God, that where money will come through the community, Father God, where the children will have somewhere to go, the free lunch programs, all those programs that used to be, Father God. Father, we know that you can make a way for our children, dear Lord, in this time of need, Father. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. And Father God, look upon the first responders online, Father God, the doctors, the lawyers, the nurses, dear Lord, the fire department, the police department, dear Lord, that's out there every day dealing with this COVID, Father God. Continue to cover them with your precious blood, Father. And we thank you, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, look upon those that's incarcerated in the jail, Father God, for wrongly accused, Father God. Continue to work on those cases, Father God. Send the right mentors in their path, Father God. Even those that's incarcerated that's really going through, Father God, and don't know no way out, Father God, in their minds, dear Lord. Keep them in their right minds, Father God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, look upon the fathers, dear Lord. Father's Day is coming up, Father God. Bless every last father out there in the world, Father God, including our Ebenezer Jordan, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God. Give them strength, Father. The fathers out there that are struggling, dear Lord Jesus. Make a way for them, Father God, dear Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, look upon my family, dear Lord, my brothers and my sisters. Look upon my nephew. Look upon my brother Joey, dear Lord. Continue to heal his body, heal his mind. Look upon my brother-in-law Dexter, dear Lord. Continue to touch his mind, touch his body, dear Lord Jesus. And Father, I give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you. We give you the honor and the glory. We thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for another year, another day, oh God, to give you the praise. Father, we thank you right now for blessing my husband on his birthday on the 17th, which is sometimes it falls on Father's Day. Father God, I thank you that you made it through, even through the surgery and things. With laboring work, Father, you've given him strength. You've given him good health. Father God, another year added to his life. Father God, we thank you, God, for even acknowledging our very own Archbishop and Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leaders, Lord God. Thank you for your mighty hands upon them in globalizing the prophetic, reaching people in all different parts of the world. Thank you for all the prophets, all the women of God, the men of God that are also connecting, making their stand and being a yes. Father God, with the 24-hour prophetic revival, participating even with everything around the ministry. Father God, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being with us, carrying us through the pandemic all the way even to now. Thank you, God, for the America's Black Prophet, America's Black Prophet, Lord God, a documentary that we were so blessed to be part of to see the event. Thank you, oh God, Lord Jesus, for blessing us. Blessing us, oh God. Lord God, to see the beauty of all the things that was taking place there. Father, we thank you right now. Another year added to our Archbishop's life, Lord God, celebrating his birthday as well as 63rd birthday. Father, we thank you right now, God, for all the things that you're doing in the lives of your people, the prophets, our leaders, Lord God, the people of God, as they trust to continue building their altar. Father God, we thank you, God, for having us to move forward. Father God, continue to move forward and press our way through. Father, we thank you, God, for answering prayer. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, oh God, for even the release of things that should have already been approved and yet to be released already. right now, Father God, is already done. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, O God, for the provision. Thanks for touching the lives of your people. Thanks for touching the prayer list this morning. Thank you, O God, for all that you're going to do. We give it an honor and a glory. We love you. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And amen. And divine Father God, merciful Holy Spirit, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these hours. We thank you for your divine presence in us as us. And Father God, bless each and every one of us that's on and off this line, Father God, continuing to guide and direct us, Father God. For Father God, we pray for miracles and healing, Father God. We pray for strength and comfort, Father God. We pray for peace and restoration among each and every family, Father God. And Father God, uplift our Dr. Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. And Father God, continue to bless Bishop L. Joshua and his wife, Jessica Jordan, as they continue to get the rules and the regulations and the guidance and the directions in their lives, Father God. And Father God, continue to touch each and every mother, Father God, touching them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Mother Mary Berrien, the Zoe mothers, and all mothers globally, Father God. And Father God, your presence is needed today in every one of our situations. Father God, intervene on our behalf, showing us what be not as though it was, Father God. And Father God, we pray that you will break down any walls that's keeping the miracles out. And we thank you because you have not forgotten us or forsaken us, Father God. And Father God, we want to walk by faith and not by sight, Father God, bringing miracles into our family. And we thank you, Father God, for being able to see and hear our every need. And Father God, continue to uplift each spiritual leader, every minister, every elder, as they're connected with Zoe Ministry, Father God. And Father God, touch those that's on the prayer list from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. And comfort those that have lost loved ones, Father God. Father God, continue to stay in the communities of Baltimore and Texas as they continue to go through their ordeal and mend their hearts, Father God. And Father God, continue to cover and touch our American Black Prophet and the documentary as he's continuing to move forward in it, Father God. And Father God, bless our political leaders, our first responders, and our doctors as they continue to cover and protect us through this whole ordeal, Father God. Father God, touch the sick and the shedding. Touch the homeless. Touch every state in the United States, every country, every nation, Father God. For we decree a miracle, Father God, to cast out all the spirits of infirmity and sicknesses so it won't touch our bodies, Father God. And Father God, as we move forward in life, we pray that you continue to touch each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you for all you have done and all you're doing, Father God. We thank you for ordering our footsteps, for touching every community, Father God. For Father God, we live, move, and have our being in you, Father God. And Father God, we honor you and we praise you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Your word says, Lord, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for this glorious day and this mighty day. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for our leader, Dr. Ebenard Jordan, and for Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, thank you for what you are continuously doing in their lives. Continue, Lord God, to keep your servants, protect your servants, Guide your servants. Guard your servants. Expand your servants. Increase your servants, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, thank you, Lord God, that their way is prosperous, O God, in the name of Jesus, and that no obstacle, no weapon formed against them will prosper in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for Bishop-elect, Lord God, Joshua Jordan, and for Lord God, our minister, prophetess, Jessica Jordan. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of this couple. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you begin to establish them, O God, Lord God, in the things that you've called for them to do. Thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for their wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, it's what you've called them to do that they navigated, O God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they bring forth the word, O God, unto those that they have been called and assigned, O God, to speak to, O Lord. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the Jordan family and what you are doing in their home, in each and every heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for blessing them. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, as I lift up, O God, every prophet before you, O God, of the house of home. Thank you for healing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, all, Lord God, that are calling out that need healing, O God. Father God, thank you, for you are the God that healeth, O God, in the name of Jesus. For by your stripes, your word says, O God, we are healed. And so, Father God, I declare and decree healing, O God, over each and every prophet, O God. I declare healing, O God, over each and every, Lord God, partner, O God, in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Healing in the body, O God. Healing of broken hearts, O God. Healing of addictions, O God. Healing of all manner of sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus. I send forth out your healing right now in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for those who have grown weary and tired. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you refresh them and revive them and renew them, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, as Lord God, they put their trust in you, O God. And you said in your word, Lord God, that we shall not be ashamed. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that how you are meeting them, O God, and bringing the answers and all that is required, O God, in the name of Jesus, in their lives and in this season, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, Lord God, for healing the family, O God, bringing families that have been fragmented, O God, back together, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Father. Father God, we continue to look upon you. For Father God, you have not changed, but the Bible says your truth endureth, Lord God, from generation unto generation, O God. Your truth endures. And so, God, we stand upon your word, and we know that your word is sure, and we know that your word shall not return until you void, O God, in the name of Jesus. But it shall go out and it shall accomplish that which it has been sent to do. So, Father God, we thank you, God. We continue to glorify you and praise you. We continue to acknowledge you, O God, as the sovereign God, as the sovereign Lord, O God, who cannot fail, O God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're about to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I touch and agree with every prayer that has gone forth on this morning, Lord God. Every prayer, Lord, you said we're two or three gathered together in your name, you'd be in the midst. And Father, I thank you for being in our midst this morning as we touch and agree, Lord God, for every prayer that's gone forth, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in advance, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We thank God for our Dr. Ivanar Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Deborah. Thank you for the Jordan family. Thank you for Bishop-elect and Minister Jessica Jordan. Bless them continuously, Lord God. Meet every need, every financial obligation for the American Black Prophet, the documentary, Lord God. Let every obligation be made on time, and let there be an overflow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, touch us, all the ministers or spiritual leaders that are connected with Zoe Ministries, Lord God. Give them wisdom in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them as well, Lord God, as well as the people that you entrusted them with, their congregation, Lord God. We thank you for all our mothers. Bless them, Lord God. Strengthen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Our children, Lord God, give them godly people, Lord God. Bless them, protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord God, for all the prayer that has went forth on this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have called in for prayer. We thank you for answering their prayer requests, Lord God. You know their names. You know all their needs and wants, whatever they desire, Lord God. We stand in the gap for them, Lord God, that you would answer prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing power, Lord God, those that are sick and shut in. Thank you for healing, Lord God, and restoring health. Thank you for those that have touched mentally, Lord God. Touch them in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, all those that have called in, we thank you now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are in the hospital that you're healing, Lord God, that you're healing those that are in the rehabilitation centers and mental institutions, Lord God, emergency room, clinics, Lord God, wherever they may be, that your healing power will take place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I thank you for my very own family. Continuously heal, bless, and restore unto us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let your perfect will be done in and through us, Lord God. Father, we will not cease to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We thank God. We thank God, we thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God.